everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm kind of mesmerized by your new thing in your background here for those who are watching live.
Yeah, for my birthday, a fan sent me, this arrived in the mail. It's a little base with LEDs in it that you can change colors. Of course, I've got it set to blue. And then on top, it's a piece of, I don't know if it's plexiglass or some sort of plastic, clear plastic with the Blueberry logo painted on it. Now, it's really bright at the bottom, so it kind of like it shows like a bit of a bloom. In person, it doesn't look, it looks blue. And, but on the camera just kind of picks it up a little bit brighter. But yeah, kind of a cool little thing back there, another little little prop. And, but yeah, it's, of course, I rearranged everything. So the Red Bull sign is back. And yeah, so anyway, yeah. So,
those of you that are listening on the podcast, you want to see this, go to Facebook or YouTube or whatever. We're broadcasting live while we record here.
Yeah, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We don't do YouTube. We put the video up on YouTube later. But just as a reminder, we do this at 11 a.m. on Thursdays, typically. So you can watch us live on the Blueberry Podcasting group on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to catch us. But, you know, you'll see it raw and not edited. But, hey, we got a lot of stuff today. This is episode 247. We're fast approaching 250, Mike. Of course, it's June 10th. And today we've got a stack of news for you. Best practice. We got some blueberry news. No interview this week. We do have a question of the week. So you and I have a good debate on that one. Let's jump right into the news and talk about what's going on. In an email to podcasters, Apple set a new launch date for subscriptions in Apple Podcasts to June 15th. So delayed 15 days.
Yeah, so far. I mean, I think they were planning on earlier in May. But anyway, they did finally send out a thing saying it'll be Tuesday, June 15th. And they also put a link into their subscription best practices guidelines. So we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, so hopefully they've worked through their technical issues, and the programmers have probably had someone riding them pretty hard, I would imagine. But anyway, so if you're still having any trouble with Apple, let us know. People are having trouble getting the Podcast Connect website at Apple, and
yeah, we've been having a few tickets about, you know, various issues, but it's not been overwhelming for sure.
All right. Well, good. So moving on here, Ear Hustle. Ear Hustle is a very popular podcast by Radiotopia. It's becoming a book, and it's called This Is Ear Hustle. So, I think every podcaster, Mike, if you think about it, especially if you're doing topical, you're stuck to a specific topic and you're having a variety of different interviews with different people, or maybe you're just doing a solo show with different topics. Essentially, your podcast can write a book, or a book can be a podcast. Right. Either way.
But yeah, this one looks like it'll be interesting. If you ever listen to the show, they interview inmates at San Quentin and other places, or past inmates, and they talk about a topic, and it would really lend itself, these stories would lend itself to a book. And it looks like they're adding some stories in there as well, that weren't on the podcast. So it should be a pretty good book if you're interested. And it is a really good podcast. I've listened on and off over the years.
This next story is one that I want you all to think about for a second. Most of you that are listening to this podcast are podcasters. So we're not always the best listeners, because I know I talk to some podcasters and they say, I don't listen to any podcasts. I'm like, what? But are podcasters replacing our real friends?
Yeah, this is an article by the Guardian over in the UK, and Mackenzie pointed it out. But yeah, it's a little alarming that, those of us that have been, on and off in lockdown over the last year and however long, you know, you think of these people that you listen to regularly as friends, and in, of course, our case, a lot of them are our friends, but, you know, as podcasters, we tend to know a lot of other podcasters, but it's an interesting article. It's worth reading through for sure.
Yeah, it says tragic but true how podcasters replaced our real friend.
Yeah, I didn't.
The pandemic has seen audio shows fill a hole in our lives. So,
well, I didn't want to use the link bait to title.
But it, you know, I did see this come across, and I don't know if this is truly the case or not, but. What say you? And we'd love to hear your feedback on whether you think that, but you know, sadly, Mike, being a podcaster, a podcast owner, business owner, you know, like 15, 16 years here, the large majority of my circle of friends are in the podcasting space, but I still have a life outside of podcasting because those are folks that
you have to.
What do you do again? what's your job?
Yeah, I get that all the time. You know, you know
yeah.
I built this office out in the backyard. I said, well, what do you do out there?
I do tech support, help podcasters. So, anyway, how long? This is the proverbial question that gets asked at least 5 jillion times a year.
Well, this is
how long should a podcast be? You know what our answer normally to that is?
Well, this is a different question. How long should a podcast ad be?
I
misread that too when I first picked it up.
that's probably.
Although we should talk about the other one too.
Yeah. So how long should a podcast ad be? Well, they did a study. And they came up with some numbers.
Yep. It said
short is great, longer is better, and then they have some few derivatives in between, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they go through, you know, bit by bit and all that. But, you know, you remember, you know, you and I are old enough to remember Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
His ads could go on for two, three minutes.
3 minutes, yeah. And you didn't even know it was a commercial until you got to the end.
Right. And then, you know, and Leo Laporte does a lot of that where – Yeah. He just sort of rolls into these commercials, and you really don't know they're commercials until a little ways in. And by that time, you're hooked and you're listening. And, you know, so that kind of advertising is good if you can get it and it sounds authentic. And then, you know, but these little 15, 30 second ads that, you know, for Geico or whatever, I think a lot of people just hit that forward button as soon as they start hearing those things. And So
the study said that half of the podcast ads sold in 2020 were longer than 30 seconds and 16% were more than a minute. And that blows me away because my personal ad for GoDaddy probably runs 90 seconds and 9% of the ads were 15 seconds or less. So they did a panel, 575 podcast listeners. They heard either an episode of Hidden Brain or Oprah's Super Soul Conversation. And during the 30-minute episode, they were exposed to either 15, 30, or 60-second announcer read ads for Xfinity XFI. Okay. A spot that was produced by Pandora's Studio Resonate. Another panel of 189 heard one of the same episodes, but without advertising. So they took a survey. They found that nearly half, 46% of the listeners who heard the 15-second creative could remember the brand without prompting. They said the 15-second spot also generated a statistical significant lift of 13 points in brand awareness compared to listeners who did not hear the ad. Of course, I don't even know who they are, so I would probably get a brand lift too. He says 30-second, 60-second ads also perform equally well. This is the important point. Equally well, each with a significant 11-point lift in brand awareness. But they say, but rather than include shorter ads are better for clients and for listeners, they point to variations how the ads achieve an advertiser objective. So the bottom line, he says, is analysis both confirm and upends the idea that longer is always better. Shorter ads are just sometimes fine. So that's kind of what we've known already.
Yeah, you know, it depends on the type of ad, like they were saying. It all depends on what the brand wants to do as well. But, you know, we don't get a lot of brand advertising in podcasts, at least not to us.
Well, there's more now than there was before, but yeah, it's true.
We usually are advertising a product, and, you know, traditionally the host read endorsements are generally better than, you know, pre-produced ads. But yeah, I would say if you're going to do pre-produced ads, I think shorter is probably better in most cases, but that's just me.
But it was a host-endorsed ad. It was a host-read ad that was produced. So it wasn't a spot that they pre-produced. It wasn't a spot that was done by the non-host. It wasn't like hearing a Geico commercial on television.
Right, right.
So, you know, I think from my perspective is my audience appreciates the relationship that I have with the sponsor. And that I stand behind the product in a way that is unique in that I can say, if you're having problems, you contact me because I've got a direct line to the people that are really important in the company that can, you know, invoke change if there's an issue. And that's only happened, you know, half dozen times over the past 15 years. But it still is about the, you know, the connection that I have. So I think that is a big part of this, too. And that's where I often think that these ads that only run for 30 days, how can they really, how can the podcaster get behind that brand and be brand loyal, in which the audience thinks that someone is going to, that I'm going to use the product beyond the 30 days that I'm advertising for them. I think that's a critical piece in this. But if the brand lifts of 11 and 13%, I don't know how that compares to TV, but it has to be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny, you watch a commercial on TV, I watch a commercial on TV, and at the end of the commercial, you know, I kind of paid attention, but I don't know who it was for.
Right.
You know, that happens. Especially, you know, they try to get to be funny. Well, you're focused more on the funny part than the ads. So like Super Bowl ads. I mean, you know, they're paying $3-5 million for a 30-second spot, and half the time you're just laughing at the joke and don't remember the brand.
Yep. You know, and I'll be honest with it, the $15.99 I spend on YouTube ad-free experience is probably some of the best money I've ever spent.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
You know, so, I probably get several hundred hours of my life back a year just by not having YouTube ads. So it'd be nice if we could, this is why, if you think about it, if you have a big enough audience and you can support an ad-free version of your show going out to that audience and make it private. That's always an option, you know, to build revenue. But anyway, submit your tiny podcast to My Roadcast Contest. Now, what is that? Tiny podcast? What's a tiny podcast?
They want to do a little two-minute or less podcast, and you send that in to them, and they put it up on their, you know, on their page as a you know, something, and then people vote on which one they like. So it's a little 2-minute sample, you know.
It's a sample of the show?
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, just you're pitching your how you produce your podcast or whatever. You know, it looked pretty interesting, and we talked about this one before back when they first started it, but deadline's coming up, the 23rd. Australian time, so it'd be the 22nd for the rest of us.
It says, part of the article says, got an idea for a podcast? Submit a mini episode to My Roadcast for a chance to win one of more than 100 podcasting prize packages. So, we're looking for tiny podcasts with big ideas.
Yeah, so a little 2-minute or less, and you send it in, people vote on it. And what's really great is the prize packages.
You're right.
The major, you know, the grand prize is a Roadcaster, 4 Procaster mics, and a whole bunch of other things that go along with it.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole accessory pack and all that. And then the runner-up. There's 6 of those. They get a Roadcaster and some mics, and it's pretty cool.
2 minutes isn't long, so make something that'll hit us between the ears. Yeah. I call that the earballs.
Yeah. But anyway, it's like a cool contest, and you know, for some of us, it might be fun. I think I'm going to throw something at it. Why not?
Why not?
Might win something.
Very, very cool. All right, moving on here. Ad delivery versus download in the podcast ad tech.
I put this one in here specifically for you, Todd.
Well, you know, this is an article that came out from soundsprofitable.com as a newsletter. And I think based upon everything that he wrote in that article, it's about 90. I would agree with about 90% of it. I think it's a good prepper. It's too. We could spend 30 minutes on this topic, Mike, just on this.
You can definitely get in the weeds on this kind of thing.
Get in the weeds. But just let me, for those of you that are Blueberry podcasting customers, let me just specifically hosting customers, just let me assure you that if you are running ad insertion or you run an ad natively in your content, and when you get done running that ad and you drop it in your episode, and then a month later or 6 weeks later, when you need to submit the bill for that ad, your download number is an IAB certified, soon to be version 2.1 certified. Right now it's we're going through recert, but you have an IAB certified download that you can report. And by using partial download data, you can even see, you know, how many of those that didn't listen. So you could subtract that from your billing total as well. You've got the gold standard in podcast ad delivery measurement that's out there. Nothing is better than raw log files. As long as you, again, if you have the partial play data, where you look at that and say, okay, ad dropped at the 31 minute mark of a 60 minute show. And if you look at partial ad delivery and you had 340 people that did not make it to 50%, you just subtract that from your total grand downloads and grand total of downloads, and you've got your number you send off the bill. And in matter of fact, we're so confident about that number is if your ad buyer ever tells you, hey, I want to audit you, we will provide a certified copy of your statistics back to any party that you want, a sign that basically says, yes, this was the total downloads for this specific episode. We're happy to provide that to you if you ever run into that issue or need that as proof to something. So I guess that's as far as I'm going to go on that.
Right. But basically what he's talking about is there is technology out there for like dynamic insertion or whatever, and that will ping when that part of the episode gets delivered, right, or something. Sure. You know, but that's not IAB certified. Not that that's that is the gold standard right now.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, you know, yeah, it's cool technology, but how many apps are going to report back or ping? You know,
well, what they do is it's not really a ping to an app. It's a ping to a recording service. But most of the folks that are using that methodology, they are qualifying the ping the same way they do the IB stuff. So that's at least what I'm hearing. So, you know, I think what really is what it boils down to, if you're using our service, download is the reporting mechanism. Is the reporting total, download, play, you know, those are kind of interchangeable, and they meet the IAB spec. And the most important thing here is that, you know, you got a company that stands behind you. And if you've been thinking about dynamic ad insertion, we have that as a service. If you have long tail, you're getting significant downloads for episodes that were produced months ago, you know, and you're monetizing, you definitely want to employ the AI. And we do have that as a product. But anyway, I think that was a good one to throw on there, Mike, as a whoop, you know.
Well, I heard you guys talk about it yesterday, so yeah. I thought it might be fun to talk about.
So what's up next?
All right, so we got a best practice, and we've run through this before, but there's been some changes in how, you know, Apple and Spotify and a lot of other places are doing things. There's been a lot of, acquisitions of podcasts by big companies and things like that. So we wanted to revisit, you know, who owns your podcast? And I didn't really put any notes in here. I referenced Tom's article, The Providence of Podcasting, Tom Webster. But, you know, and that goes through a lot of things. But you got to be sure who owns your podcast. I've got a client right now that, you know, has a pretty successful show. and well, actually a couple of them, and he's been, you know, hounded by these other companies to do deals, and it's, you know, it's really hard for him to keep control of the ownership of his podcast, because some of these deals that come across are very
requiring them to move.
Yeah, they're requiring them to move to a different host or run a certain particular stats plan, or, you know, and, you know, it's hard, you know, when they're shaking big money in your face to not do that.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, for us indies, that's probably not going to come up, but, you know, be really careful about who owns your show. You know, like in this case, we know Blueberry owns this show. Todd and I are the hosts, but you know, the company owns the show.
That's right.
We know that when we started it.
So, you know, this article that Tom wrote, and we may have talked about this in a previous episode, I think I made it required reading for the entire team. It's called The Provenance of Podcasting. And it really goes through a lot of good discussion points of why it's really, really important for you to be in control of your intellectual property, your brand, your IP. You know, so what we have always said here at Blueberry is oftentimes I use the term podcasts graduate to Blueberry, meaning they have gotten on a platform, they've gone as far as they can go with it, and they're in this lockdown ecosystem. And they want more control. They want to be able to do more cool things. They want to put up a way to get a mailing list. All these different stuff that often is not available on lockdown platforms. And when they come to us and graduate off those systems and really look at doing their podcast the Blueberry way, which really is no more complicated than, again, things that we've talked about on this show 100 times is, control your brand, control your IP, control your feed. You know, we provide tools and service and literally, and excuse my French, get the hell out of the way. Right? That's what we do.
We build the tools and stay out of your way.
And let you build your brand. And then, of course, you know, I do consulting with Podcasters Weekly. If you're a hosting customer with us, you can request a consult with me. And you're going to see us start bringing some things to market for you to help you grow your show. And I can't go into more details on that at this point because it's still in work. But we want you to build your brand, your show, your audience. And again, mostly in your .com. That's important to us. So anyway, this is really a good point. And this article kind of will give people history if they don't really understand where the space has come from and where it's going. So a good catch on that. And again, who owns your podcast?
Like I said, just be careful. You know, if you're going to sign some sort of deal, you know, if they're throwing major money at you, well, sure, sign the deal and start another podcast if they screw you up. But, you know, in general, if you want to keep your brand, your everything under your ownership.
And don't believe the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. We have people that leave us to go somewhere because they were promised X. And then 2 months later, they're like, hey, I'm coming back.
Yeah, we had one of those just last week.
So, you know, it's just be aware and make your choices wisely with your podcast and where you go. Sometimes the move may be good for you. You know, I'm not here to, you know, we want podcasters to succeed. Sure, I want you to stay with us as a hosting customer, but we want you to have longevity and earn money if that's your choice. And for those of you that are not chasing dollars, then, you know, and building something organically, that's, you know, we're the place to do that. Yep. Okay. Well, we're here if you're chasing dollars too, but you know what I mean.
We're here for everybody that it fits.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about a Blueberry News stuff going on. Yes, another update to PowerPress, just some house cleaning and bug fixes I'm finding. And matter of fact, he released one yesterday. And like 3 minutes after he released, I said, hey, I found something else.
Yeah.
And wrote it. So I would expect 8.6.7 to come out sometime next week versus 8.6.6 that was just released.
Right. But, you know, we're always improving. That's the thing, you know. So when we find something, we're not afraid to throw out another version. It's not that hard, and it's not hard for you guys to keep up, but always keep up. If you see PowerPress needs an update, well, all your plugins for that matter, but definitely, there's things that need improving sometimes.
And you can turn on auto update now. Yeah. WordPress, I don't even have to update stuff anymore. I just have auto update turned on, and it just new stuff comes out, and we've seen a big uptick in people that have employed that, and that just keeps you current and up to date. And if we screw up, then we can get another update out, and you get the update maybe before something's broke, but knock on wood, we don't do that.
Yep.
So let's talk about podcasting crossing the generational divide, an article that was written by one of our new writers, Tara Jean O'Brien. Mm-hmm. It's up on the Podcast Insider website. And so, Mike, did you get a chance to review that that article?
I looked through it. I didn't have a chance to read the whole thing. I was kind of crunched for time this morning, so didn't quite get to read through it. But, she basically goes into, how a lot of podcasters of different generations are, all, listening to the same shows or sometimes different shows. But, it's a good article. Like I said, the little bit that I read of it.
So, and I think we look at the early days of podcasting and it was, 35 to 55.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, the 25 to 35 group showed up. And now, we've got teenagers coming in and listening to podcasts. So we've got all generations, and those that were in their 50s before are now in their 70s.
Oh yeah. And so, we had a podcaster, I remember she was 87 or something when she started her show, and she's now into her 90s and still kicking.
Still doing a show. Awesome. So here's the thing. If you are a, this is what we're looking for right now. If you are a Blueberry hosting customer and you use our tools, whether it be PowerPress, you publish on the dashboard, whether it be a pro hosting customer, wherever you're using, and you have writing skills, we want to hear from you because we're looking for some people to write about Blueberry processes, right? Mm-hmm. Our internal processes. So if you'd like to write for Podcast Insider like Tara does, email marketing@blueberry.com. And again, we'd love to have some Blueberry podcasters write for us. I don't need a lot, a couple.
Yep.
But anyone is free to submit articles. It's on a purely contract basis. We pay on the article. So contact us and Jeff and Mackenzie will get you squared away in the process that we use. And a little agreement that you would sign, and we pay well for these articles.
Definitely.
Pay very well. So if you're needing some extra cash and you want to write about Blueberry, it's not an insignificant number. So again, we're looking for quality, but at the same time, we reward our writers well. So podcast movement is less than 2 months away. Woohoo! Yeah. We've got some fun stuff coming to the booth, don't we, Mike?
Oh yeah, we've got a lot of space to spread out a little bit, and we'll have some cool things and some new swag and all that good stuff.
I expect a line. Yeah. I'm hoping there'll be a line at the booth. We can't say what we're doing because other people are listening.
Yes,
that they're going to Podcast Movement as well, but we'll be there with some fun new stuff for the booth.
Yep.
So come see us. Now, we're going to also be at DragonCon in October. At least I'll be at DragonCon. And I gotta buy some shirts or something, Mike. I got to buy some Star Wars shirts or something.
You got to get some plastic Spock ears.
No, I'm not going to do that. But, so if anyone is listening, if you have any ideas of DragonCon is a big, they have anime to walk. People walking around in dragon outfits. I mean, it's just the whole scheme of things.
Yeah.
If you have a suggestion of what I should wear to Dragon Con, that's not too ridiculous. Because I'm not dressing up as a unicorn. I'm putting on something, I have to show my face. So something on my body. Well, let me know what I should wear at Dragon Con. And we'll also be at a more professional event, the ATD Association for Talent Development. Of course, we're going to be NAB and we're going to be at She Podcast. So if you are going to be at any of those events, we want to hear from you. We want to see you.
Oh, yeah. And, definitely come check out Blueberry there.
Yeah. Podcast Movement is the first event. Yeah. Mike McKenzie and I will be in Nashville. So we look forward to seeing you down there.
Looking forward to getting out of the house here, Todd.
Are you? looking forward to escaping. All right. So let's move on here. We'll talk about our question of the week. I have a show transcript. Now what?
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, they use the transcript service that we have, or they get transcripts, however they get them.
Sure.
And they want to use them. So,
of course,
you know, a lot of people say, well, let's just make them the show notes. No, don't do that.
No,
basic transcripts are not good for SEO. You know, some contexts they could be, but there's a lot of filler words. We just don't talk the same way we write.
Yeah, and my recommendation is always to break up the transcript. If you're going to make this something that you want Google to latch onto, you're going to have to spend some time editing.
Yeah, especially if you're doing an hour show, it's going to take a good little bit to edit that, right?
Yeah. But if it's like Mike and I, you could say Todd, and then the paragraph of what I say, then Mike, paragraph of what he says, and then remove some of the fluff. And really what your goal is, and when I say context, the context is you want Google to understand what's in that document. You want them to, you want that AI to say, oh, well, they're talking about podcasting, and they're talking about Podcast Movement, and they're talking about PowerPress, and they're talking about whatever we're talking about on the show, to give the search engine some context. Now, transcripts are great for folks that are vision impaired. There's all kinds of options here for you to include that as a PDF, as an attachment to your show notes.
Well, PDFs are generally accessible to the vision impaired. And then also, of course, for hearing impaired, they just read it. And it also, you know, does offer, you know, even your regular listeners, if they want to, you know, look a little deeper into what you're talking about when, you know, cause they may be mowing the lawn or wife might be, you know, interrupting them or something, you know, who knows when they're listening, or they can't hang on every word, but maybe they, you know, go back and read it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I always do the same thing, you know, when I do a transcript on the show, and I do it on some, not all my shows. And I'll put it as a PDF and then just have a link in the show notes on my post. And and then you can download that if you want to. You could actually podcast that. I mean, PDFs are a podcastable format. So you know, not very many people do it.
You can add, you know, that in post. So, you know, if you don't have the transcript right, like today, we're just, you know, we're going at it here.
Yeah.
And the show will go to our Blueberry Pro team immediately when we hit stop. Mike starts uploading the media file to them to start editing. Mm-hmm. So we'll have our episode will come out today, but many of you are in the same type of thing. You're trying to get the podcast out as quick as possible. The transcript's not ready. It's okay. You publish the podcast, get the free transcript from our partner Audioburst. Mm-hmm. They email that to you. You go in and do any editing. Then you just can go back and update your blog post again a day later or 2 days later, put it in there, have a link to it. Mm-hmm. And at least there will be there forevermore. I think that's always a great strategy to do that in post if you're time crunched, you know, to trying to wait to get a show out and then trying to have a transcript ready at the same time. I think it's a very viable piece. The PowerPress now supports the transcript tag.
Yeah, for the podcast index, namespace. And you know, not all apps will use that, so but some of the new ones do. So that's another option. Drop it in there.
So, and maybe Mike, during your upcoming podcast help desk, maybe you can talk about that tag specifically. But I know that you've got, we'll talk about that in a minute. I guess the main thing, remember, is if you have a question you would like us to answer on this show, drop an email to Mike@blueberry.com. Blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's. Audio, text, or even video if you want. And we may use it here on the show. So what about support?
Well, of course, if you need support, you can get a hold of us. The best place is at blueberry.com/support. And later today, we're going to be rolling out a new new contact form over there that might even be more useful. So we'll see. Exciting. I'm going to at least check it out and give it the green light. And but sending in a ticket gives the whole team access rather than just me or just Dave or just Todd or whoever. It gives the whole team access to it, and whoever can get to it first or has the right answer can get it. And it's definitely a lot more efficient than direct emails, phone calls, or Facebook posts.
Yep. So be sure to follow or subscribe to the companion show. This one, that's Mike's Podcast Help Desk, where Mike goes a little deeper, a lot deeper, really deep. Into
we got
the
real deep this week.
And so you got real deep this week. Is it like eyes glaze over deep, Mike, on this?
Oh, not too bad. Not as bad as you would think. But okay. But it was really good. We had a great. I had a great conversation with Dave Jones from the Podcast Index Project. And when Angelo and I talked about Podping, he had some things to say about it. So he cleared up a lot of that. Plus, we talked about a lot of other general podcast stuff. And like I said, we did get into the weeds a bit, but it was great.
So. And again, that's where we go deep. And, you know, if you here's the thing. We have enough resources we're providing you here that if you listen to this show, listen to Podcast Help Desk, maybe listen to my show that I do with
get your PhD.
Separately, the new media show. I think you'll get more than a PhD in podcasting. You just gotta, you know, continue to listen. I think you'd. And so tell all your podcast friends to subscribe to this podcast at podcastinsider.com.
And you know that's why Podcast Help Desk is named that. It's PhD.
Podcast PhD. That's true. So, all right. Did I miss anything, Mike?
No, I think we're good. Yep, I think we're good. If you want a free month of anything, of course, use the promo code INSIDER over at Blueberry. That'll give you a free month of hosting or stats if you want the standard level stats over there.
And I do want to thank our Blueberry Pro team again for making us sound good. And, of course, you can find information about Blueberry Pro at blueberrypro.com. Don't forget here. I'm serious. We've had a lot of inquiries recently about people that want to take their show to the next level. And, you know, if you're spending a lot of time editing, if you're frustrated with that, but want to maintain a highly edited show that's, you know, reach out to our Blueberry Pro team. This is what they do. Again, they are experts at building shows, launching PR, everything. And if you want to take some weight off your shoulders, and focus on creation and not the jibber-jabber technical stuff, blueberrypro.com. And talk to Toby and Kate over there. We'll get you going. And they've got a large team of folks that are editing. Now, who's our editor right now, Mike?
Gabe has been doing it mostly over there. And I don't know, I think Kate did it last week. And
okay. But if you like how our show sounds, you know, we can connect you with the Blueberry Pro team and Gabe specifically.
Yeah.
You can brag that your show's edited just like the Podcast Insider.
Yeah. What's great about it as a podcaster, I mean, I love doing this show specifically because I do the prep, we do the recording,
we're done,
and I upload and I'm done. And, you know, we have a person that posts it for us, Mackenzie. She's kind of our producer, so she takes care of the posting and the show notes and all that. And, you know, it's just great for us, and we can get back to doing what we do.
That's right. All right, so speaking of that, Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com, if you want to have your story told on the show, we still do interviews for this podcast. We're looking for some stuff to fill in that spot. So they get a little deeper. We went pretty good today on time, but if you are thinking about having us discover and feature you, drop us a line. We want to hear from you. Mike, Todd, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com, blueberry.com. Again, and if another thing too, I should mention, and I'm totally pitching here, but if you're not an affiliate yet, why not? Why aren't you a Blueberry affiliate? Hit it. It's in the dashboard. Log into blueberry.com. Hit the affiliate link. Get signed up as an affiliate. Start earning money. We pay you for recommending Blueberry podcasting services.
And it's very lucrative for some people, for sure.
That's right. It is. We have people get five-figure bonus checks at the end of the year. So that just gives you an idea. Okay, let's bounce, Mike.
All right. Everyone. Well, everybody have a good week.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on the podcast insider. Take care. Bye-bye.